But it's like when you want to sit up there and manifest in your life more fluidly or quickly, how can you get your non-physical self to cooperate with what you have in your mind right now?
Okay, well, it already does. It already does. That's the fun part of this process. This is a perfect question. Here you go. Okay. You've got to untrain your mind,
mm-hmm.
okay? Because you were raised up with your mama telling you, this don't do that, that'll kill you. Money doesn't grow on trees. You can't get there from now. Who do you think you are? This world doesn't revolve around you, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Well, when in essence it does. So all that's happened is within your meat sack, your physicalness, all you have to do is relax and allow in your physicalness. And here's the easiest way to do that, and it works every single time without fail or exception. Take no action, no action at all, until you ask this one simple question. And the question is, what indeed is the fastest path to my joy? Okay? And once you have an answer to that, then take the action, but never beforehand. And what you're going to find is that you won't change non-physical to work better out for you. What will happen is you'll fit into the labyrinth of your mind. It will be a syncing up. What you're trying to get is all this to be hitting on the same cylinder so there are no anomalies that catch you, the human creator, unaware. So if you take that little practice and only speak of the things that you are wanting to enjoy in your experience, only. If you have a cold and you speak about it, you're going to want more cold. Only speak of the things that you want. And if you want your ex-husband dead, that's fine. Go right ahead. Speak it. I can't wait for my ex-husband to be dead. I want my ex-husband to be dead. Oh, it'd be so great. Oh, I'm going to wear this dress to my ex-husband's funeral. Oh, it's going to be wonderful. It's going to be delicious. I can't wait. Oh, let's just go ahead and get my hair done. Oh, girl, I'm going to the beauty parlor. I'm going to get me a weave because it's going to be beautiful. I'm going to shine like new money when my ex-husband is dead. Well, guess what? You start to that place. Now, we're not suggesting that you have the power to make your ex-husband go into non-physical.
Right.
No. But the deliciousness that comes from you is that you've taken your power back and you're looking forward to that experience of your life without him. Guess what? He doesn't have to die. He'll just go away. Or hanging around, you won't notice.
Yeah.
Then what happens? Non-physical works out the details.
Oh,
it works out the planning. It's the steering committee. It invites everybody to the surprise party. It gets the caterers lined up. We have this extra food. There's going to be a wake. We might as well enjoy it. Bring the champagne. Her ex-husband's going to die. Prepare it up. Get it ready to go. Then what happens is all you've got to do is drag your physical through the labyrinth of your mind to show up and enjoy the party.
Okay. I think I got it.
Is that helpful?